Good afternoon, Chairwoman Stabenow, Ranking Member Cochran, and members of the committee. My name is Larry Pope. I am the President and Chief Executive Officer of Smithfield Foods, a global food company and pork processor based in Smithfield, Virginia. I appreciate this opportunity to offer testimony to this committee today. At this time, I would like to summarize my written testimony, which I submitted for the record. We at Smithfield are very excited about our announced new partnership with Shuanghui, the majority owner of China's largest pork processor. It provides enormous benefits for our two companies, for American manufacturing and American agriculture. It is a partnership that is all about growth and improving the agricultural environment in both the U.S. and China. The combined company expects to help meet the growing demand for pork in China by exporting high-quality pork products from the U.S. This means increased capacity for U.S. producers, more jobs in processing, and more exports for the U.S. economy. At the same time, we will continue to supply our same high-quality, renowned products to U.S. consumers as well as other markets around the world. In short, this partnership for growth is good for our business and for the producers and the suppliers with whom we work. The reaction from the U.S. agricultural community has been overwhelmingly positive. The Michigan, Indiana, North Carolina Pork Producers Associations, the North American Meat Association, industry leaders, and numerous individual producers have expressed support for this transaction. Growth is also very good for Smithfield's employees and our communities. We have a saying, it will be the same old Smithfield, only better. Let me be clear. Shuanghui intends to retain Smithfield's management team, its plants, and all its employees. Shuanghui recognizes Smithfield's best-in-class operations, outstanding food safety practices, and our 46,000 hardworking employees. There should be no noticeable impact on how we do business operationally in America and around the world as a result of this acquisition, except that we plan to do more of it. Shuanghui will honor our collective bargaining agreements in place with Smithfield's union-represented employees, as well as existing wage and benefit package arrangements for our non-represented employees. These commitments, combined with the opportunities for growth created by this deal, have elicited the support of the UFCW and our employees. With respect to agriculture, we expect this transaction to drive growth and expansion not only for our growers, but for the entire U.S. pork industry. Smithfield Foods owns 400 hog farms and has contracts with over 2,000 family farms across the country. Our agreement with Shuanghui will maintain all of these contracts and arrangements. Moreover, this transaction creates a terrific opportunity through growth in exports for U.S. hog farmers to expand to meet the growing Chinese demand. The integrity of our brands, our record of safety, the safety of the U.S. food supply, and the recognized effectiveness of the U.S. food safety standards are key drivers of value that Shuanghui places on Smithfield. Our brands are recognized as representing the highest quality, safest, and most desired products throughout the world, including China. Our combined company thus has every incentive to ensure the continued safety and excellence of our products and brands. This transaction is about exporting high-quality meat from the U.S. to China to meet their growing demand. This combination will not result in any U.S. imports of food from China. Moreover, all food products imported into the U.S. are already subject to rigorous inspections and controls by America's regulators to ensure their integrity, safety, and wholesomeness. U.S. pork producers are the best and the most efficient in the world. We have voluntarily sought review of this acquisition from the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S., where the transaction is already undergoing a thorough review. I appreciate this opportunity to address the committee, and I welcome your questions.